All right, so we're on the top of Ayin Ches, Amun Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top of the page. So the Gemara notes the following. Nemrakan Zehadavar. So when in reference to Nidarm, the Pasuk says, Zehadavar, this is the thing. And it also says, Zehadavar, in reference to the halacha that you're not allowed to shecht korbanos outside of certain areas of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so ma b'shul dechutz, Aaron b'bana b'chol Yisrael. So it comes to this din of shul dechutz that applies to Aaron and his sons and all of Chol Yisrael. So af parshas nedarim, Aaron b'bana b'chol Yisrael. So then when it comes to parshas nedarim, it should also refer to Aaron and his sons and also any member of Chol Yisrael. So what do you mean? Umakan Roshei Hamatos. And just like here, the language is, right, Nedarim referred, the language is Roshei Hamatos. So Af Lahalan Roshei Hamatos. So then there also, it should be specific, it should apply to Roshei Hamatos, which it seems to be a stira, right? On the one hand, if it's Aaron Ibn of Kol Yisrael, certain halachas apply to everybody, but there's also halacha to apply only to Roshei Hamatos. So how can you have, if they both say Zeyad Davar, and, you know, so you have this Gzeir Shabbat, Zed Davar, Zed Davar, so everything applies to one, applies to the other. Well, there's a stira. One of them applies only to the Rashi and Matos, the heads of, you know, whatever that means exactly, heads of the, you know, heads of the, literally means the Nesiim, right? But, or heads of something, as Bezdin, etc. Or, you know, it can apply to everybody, so how is that possible? So the Gemara now describes the Nafkamina, why we care. So parshas nedarim l'may hilchasa. So if it's talking parshas nedarim, what's the practical, you know, halachic nafkamina? So amar v'acha bar Yaakov l'hachshir shlosh adiotos. Right. So when it comes to parshas nedarim, why do I care? They have, let's say, for example, Aaron ubana v'kol Yisrael. So how does it help to tell me that you can have just three regular people to be matan eder, right? V'ha rashi matos k'siv. I thought you told me it has to be Roshei Hamatos, that's not three regular people. So Amar Rav Chisda, V'yitein Rav Yochanan B'yachid Mumche. No, when it says Roshei Hamatos, what it's coming to say is that you sometimes need, right, Roshei Hamatos, right? Take a look at the Ran on the left side. V'ha Roshei Hamatos K'siv. It's like lower down than where we are. It's like, I don't know, 6 lines, 7, 8 lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. V'ha Roshei Hamatos K'siv U'mashma Aval Hedyotos Lo. Roshei Hamatos implies only experts, right? Not regular people. So answer the Gemara. So what does it come to teach me? B'yachin Mumcha the Kevan the Gzeira Shava Marbe Hedyotos V'Roshei Hamatos. Why do you have both? This Gzeira Shava, we have both. The need for Roshei Hamatos and also Hedyotos. Aron Ubanan B'Kol Yisrael. Right, so what does that come to teach me? So in my lehu, so al korcha islehu the kiyume tarvayu. I can have both. Roshei Hamatos biyachid veyotos b'shlosha. Right. So you have both. That means what? If I have three, I just have yotos. Aaron b'nav v'kol Yisrael. But Roshei Hamatos tells me. But if I have one, then it needs to be a mumcha. Then it needs to be an expert. Fine. Okay. So. Fine. So we said that the parshas nedarim l'mayechas. The answer was l'hachshir shlosh adiotos. Right. They tell me that. Sorry. V'ha'ab reshem matos k'siv. I'm Rav Chista v'tam Rav Yochanan b'yachim mumcha. Fine. So we learn from both the Roshei Hamatos and Aaron Abanam Kol Yisrael that for three just adiotos, for one you need a mumcha. Roshei Hamatos. Okay, so what I need Roshei Hamatos for when it comes to Shchutei Chutz, right, what does that have to do with anything? So Amar Rav Sheshes Lomar Sheyesh She'ila BeHekdesh. So what does it teach me? It teaches me that if I have a situation of Hekdesh and I don't want to be, I have to bring that that Korban, etc., I can be Matan Neder when it comes to Hekdesh. Fine. Like to take a look at the Ran also there, the second to bottom line in the skinny lines. She'im hikdesh behema v'shachta b'chutz. If I took an animal and I shachted it outside of where it was supposed to be shachted, v'achakach nishal aleha, and then afterwards I come and say, you know, I go to a chacham and I want to say, you know, it was a mistake. I shouldn't have made this animal cut hikdesh. So patar, then patar. The kevin sheyesh shel behekdish ki ilu lo hikdish me'ola. Right? Me'olam dami. The chacham oker haneder meikara. Right? So chacham can say that this thing never happened. So that's the value of the halacha of Rashi and Matos, even when it comes to shchudichatz. Fine.
That's like when Mafreya, right? Even after he brought the
car. Yeri shechted it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. It turns out that it never happened. It wasn't a thing. Okay. Fine. So continues the Gemara. The Beis Shammai, the Amar in Sheila Behekdesh, Rashi and Matos, Tichsev, Bishchudichatz, Lamayachasa. Okay, but now, wait a second.
Beis Shammai, apparently, holds. There is no such thing as Shehil Bekdesh.
Beis Shammai says, it doesn't work. You can't do that. Take a look at the Ran, second wide line. Bereish Perak Beis Shammai, the Hekdesh, Taos, Hekdesh. Right? Beis Shammai held that Hekdesh Taos, if you had been marked to something, but it was by mistake, it saw the status of Hekdesh. V'kevin Shekein, Vadele Beis Shammai, Ein Shehil Bekdesh. Right? So according to Beis Shammai, there's no such thing as Shehil Bekdesh, because he holds if you make a mistake, when it comes to Hekdesh, it still remains the status of Hekdesh. The Sheil Lamahani, Elam Yishub, the Havalei, Kenedet Taos. Right? It's Kenedet Taos, and Kenedet Taos has a status of a neder anyways, apparently. So what will Beis Shammai then do with this whole conversation? Right? According to Beis Shammai, so back to the Gemara. The Beis Shammai, the Amar, Ein Sheil Behekdish. Beis Shammai says there is no such thing as Sheil when it comes to Hekdish. Rashi Hamatos, Dichsi, Beshuk Tichutz, Lam, Lamahilchus. Then Rashi Hamatos, when it comes to Shuk Tichutz, what's the purpose of that? Right? Because it can't, there's no. Sheilah with the nether, that's possible. So Beis Shammai leis lehu gezeir shava. Fine, so no problem. The Beis Shammai doesn't have the whole thing. Zeh adavar. He doesn't make this gezeir shava. If you don't make the gezeir shava, then there's no question. Well, what do you need this part for? I need a part for Eddie. The whole thing doesn't start for him because he doesn't hold from it. Fine. So zeh adavar beparshas nitarim lemaksev. So if that's true, then what does he have? He needs those words for something else. He's not using them for gezeir shava. So Beis Shammai must use the word Zeadavar or something else. So Zeadavar in the Darim, what's it there for? Lamar, Chacham Matir, Ve'ein Baal Matir. Baal Mefer, Ve'ein Chacham Mefer, which we had above. Right? That Zeadavar, is that we saw that drasha before, that's coming to teach me that a Chacham can be Matir, right? Matir Neder, and the Baal cannot be Matir Neder. He can only be Mefer Neder, right? But Baal can be Mefer Neder, but the Chacham can't be Mefer Neder, right? Chacham can't be Mefer Neder, right? Zeadavar, it has to be specifically this, right? Specifically, each person stand your own lane. Fine. Because I might have had a half a minute that Kavachomer, one could do, right, that either one of them could do both. So that's not correct. Fine. Okay, so that's Zedavar by Nidar. Zedavar b'shchutei chutz, l'maiksev. Okay, but Zedavar when it comes to shchutei chutz, why is that there? Lomar al hashchita chayiv ve'in chayiv al malika. Okay, so Zedavar b'shchutei chutz is something getting very specific now, then. And what is that? To know that when I shecht an animal, if I shecht it in the wrong area, so I'm chayv shchut echutz. But if I do malika is what you do, not with a knife, on an animal, on a behema or chaya, on a behema, but you do it with your fingernail. You do that on a bird, right? From the back of the neck. So that is malika. So is malika the same thing? So the answer is zadavar. Only shchut echutz, not meluke echutz. Not if you do malika. Okay, fine. And just take a look, by the way. Look at like 4 or 5 lines down in the Ran. Zeh adavar d'shchut echutz l'amali, the Beis Shammai d'leis to gzeir shava. Lomar ala shchita v'hu chayev. So what about Beis Hillel? What about Beis Hillel uses zeh adavar to teach me the gzeir shava? So what are you going to do? So how are you going to learn this halacha? O Beis Hillel nafkat hu v'nichsiv asher yishchat. Okay, the Isa b'teres kaim. So there's another drasha. The language there is asher yishchat. So Beis Hillel say asher yishchat, not asher malak. You know, asher malak. Fine. Okay. Okay. So now let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara now asks further kashas according to Beis Shammai. So Ela Beis Shammai lahachshir gimla hadyotos minama. Okay. But now if that's true. So going to Beis Hillel, we learned this halacha of Gimel Hadyotos from the Gezer Shava, Zeh Adavar. But according to Beis Shammai now, where do I even learn the idea of Gimel Hadyotos in general? Right? Where does that, how am I going to learn that? Look at the Rana. Hachshe gemer yodas mina lehu. The halav is hillel yafina lehu migzera shava deshchudei chutz. Again, we learned that idea from the gzera shava, according to Beis Hillel. So how's Beis Shammai going to learn this idea of gimel hadiyotos? So nafke lehu midir of Asi bar Nasan. Okay, you learned it from Asi bar Nasan. This dichziv by the Rebbe Moshe as Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Right, Moshe taught the Moadei Hashem to Bnei Yisrael. Vehatanya Rabbi Yosi Galili Omer, and Rabbi Yosi Galili said Moadei Nemru v'lo Nemru Shabbos Brachos. Right, so Rabbi Yosi Galili said Moadei Hashem. Right, so it taught the Moadim, but it doesn't teach about Shabbos. Shabbos Brachos, the language of Shabbos Brachos, is just because, as opposed to, sometimes Yontif is called Shabbos also. Right, for example, the first day of Pesach is called Mimacharas Shabbos. Right, so Shabbos Brachos means Shabbos, what we call Shabbos. So the point is Moadei Hashem, but not Shabbos. Right, V'lo Nemar Shabbos Brachos Imahen Ben Azi Omer Moadei Nemru. V'lo nemar parshas nedarim imayim. Okay, that we taught Moadei Hashem, but he didn't teach the parshas nedarim with it. Okay, so we have to see what this means. Good. So Rav Asi bar Nasan. So that was the brisa. Fine. So Rav Asi bar Nasan kashalei hamas nisa. Rav Asi bar Nasan, like, what does it mean? He was bothered by this. Didn't know what it meant. So Asla Narda lekam the Rav Sheshes. So he went to Narda to find Rav Sheshes, but he couldn't find him there. Asa Basrei leMechuzah. So he heard he was in Mechuzah. So he followed him to Mechuzah. Amalei Mod. So it's fine. So he found him, and Rav Sheshes explained it. So Amalei Modei Hashem Nemru v'lo Nemru Shabbos Brachos Yimayim.
Is there any significance to that?
What?
Is there any significance to that? That we're following where he was.
I think I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. You have that sometimes. Like he came from Eretz Yisrael. He came back to Gibeit. You do have that. But like, why tell us what you found them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. The Rambam doesn't say anything about that, correct? It doesn't say.
No. Say
yeah. There's for sure some significance, because otherwise, why tell it to us? But yeah. So Amalei. So he said to him. He's asking the kash. He goes, Ela Modi Hashem Nemru V'lo Nemru Shabbos Brachos Yimayim V'Haksiv Shabbos Yimayim. It's not true. It is true. In the Parshas Moadim, you do find Shabbos there. So what kind of drush is this? You said Parshas Moadim. You didn't say Moadei Hashem, but not Shabbos. Shabbos is listed there. V'su Moadei Hashem Nemru V'lo Nemru Parshas Nedarim Imayin V'ham Besitra Ksiva. So he says also not true, because later on we do right nearby we do find the Parshas Nedarim very close. Look at the Ran. V'Ksiv Shabbos Brachos Imayin the Beseder Emor El Kohanim Ksiva Shabbos Sumoados Bazar Hachi Bechada Parshasa. You find it again right afterwards in Parshas Nedarim. You do find the Moadim and Shabbos listed together. And what about they said there was no parsha nedarim with it? V'ham besitra k'siva parsha nedarim k'siva b'katze parshas hamoados the beseder pinchas k'siva kulhu moados u'basar hachi b'rashi matos parsha nedarim. So it's actually very close, right? Sitra targum shel katze. It's like on the edge. The point is, it is right there. So it's not a what does it mean in the first place? And it also seems to not be true. There are places where parshas and moadim include Shabbos, and certain situations parshas and moadim include nedarim. So what are we even talking about here? Okay, so Amalei, so Sheshes explained to him. So he said the following: Hachi Katani. This is what it means: Moadei Hashem tzrichin kedushei bezdin. Right, that the moadim yantif requires kedushei bezdin. You have to, because you need to be mekayesh tachodesh, right, in order to know when the yantif is going to be. Shabbos brachos ain tzricha kedushei bezdin. Right, so the fact that this distinction between Moadei Hashem and not Shabbos, I mean, why is it listed Moadim and not Shabbos? Because Moadim need Kiddush Bezdin, and Shabbos does not need Kiddush Bezdin. And Shabbos comes on its own. That's why you say Mikayash Yisrael v'Hazmanim. We don't say that when it comes to Shabbos, which is Mikayash Shabbos, right? Because you don't need Yisrael to make Shabbos. Shabbos comes by itself. Moadei Hashem tzrichen mumche ve'im parshas nedarim tzrichen mumche. And the same thing, what is he trying to say? That Moadei Hashem and not parshas nedarim. Because again, because Moadei Hashem, to determine when the Kiddush HaChodesh is going to be, to make a Shana Muberes, etc., that requires Mumchen. Then you have to have real Tamil Chacham, really know, experts. Ve'im Parshas Nedarim Tzricha Mumchen. But Parshas Nedarim doesn't need a Mumcha. Afilu Bezdin Heliotos, where you can even have a Bezdin of Heliotos. So that's what this Drasha is all about. Okay? That's what they've been saying. So you see from here, just by the way, This question we ask is according to Beis Shammai, how do I learn the idea of three hediotos for Nadar? The answer is from here. Fine. So it says the Gemara v'hav v'parshas Nadarim Rashi Amatos Ksiv. But wait a second. When it comes to parshas Nadarim, doesn't it say Rashi Amatos? The implication being you can't have shloshim, you can't have hediotos. You need to have mumchin. So Amar Chista v'itam Rabbi Yochanan b'yachid mumche. No, that's no problem. That's true. You can have three hediotos or one mumcha. Either one is going to be fine. Fine. So that's but the purpose of this whole conversation is to show me that this is the source of the idea that by nedarim you can have shlosha hediotos. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chanina. So now Rabbi Chanina says, "Hashos." This is a whole different conversation now. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, "Hashosek amanas lemeika." So a person is. We've talked before about the idea that when the husband hears the woman make a nether, so if he's quiet, usually shtika kahoda, right? If he's quiet, he's meaning to confirm the nether. But let's say he's not quiet because he wants to confirm it. He's quiet because he actually wants to bother her. Take a look at the mafarish. Shoseik amanas lemeikat she'enu shoseik kedei lekayim nether. He's not quiet because he wants to make the nether mekuyim. Ela she'oseik kedei lahaknita to bother her with hochicha. And he wants to like make her think maybe he'll be okay. Maybe he'll quiet, maybe he won't do it, maybe he'll confirm it, maybe he won't confirm it, maybe he'll be made for him, he won't be made for. And so he wants to like kind of like torture her so she won't get used to making the dart. She's savura, she who shows sick amanasa kamer. She thinks he's gonna be mekayim and then he's gonna turn out he's not gonna be mekayim. So he's like playing with her basically. So let's say he's quiet for that purpose. So mefer afilu mikan vad yud yamim. And he can be made for that day, in front even 10 more days. Right? It says the Mefarash, Yachal HaHafra, Hol V'lo Hayadait L'Kayim. Meaning, the Kiyum, usually we say, oh, if he's quiet, it's Mekayim automatically. The answer is no. If he's quiet with Das, that he's trying not to be Mekayim, and he's just trying to like drag it on, so she'll see and she'll learn, etc. So that's not a Kiyum. Fine. And he even has 10 days to go ahead and be made for. Where's 10 days come from is a good question. But okay. So Mesiv Rava, so Rava attacks. Emasai Amru Mes Ba, we've seen this before. Emasai Amru Mes Habal Nitrok Nerishos La'av. When do we say that if the husband dies, the power goes back to the father? Again, all Nair Mirasa, right? So Bizman Shaloshama Habal, O Shashama Veshasak. That's only if the Baal didn't hear, or he heard and he was quiet. O Shama Vehefer, or he heard and he was Mefer. Umes Bomayom. And then he dies that very day. And the point being, because the father only has that same day to be made for. Aval shama v'kiyim, o shama v'shasak, umeis b'yom shal acharav, he dies the next day, ein yachal hafer. So at that point, he can't do anything. So my love is shosek amanas l'meikat. So shouldn't the case here be a case where he was quiet because he wants to bother her? Or I says, no. Lo, b'shosek amanas l'kayim. No, maybe the point here is that he's quiet because he wants to be mekayim. And that's why he's quiet. So there's no proof. From this case is a different svara. He's quiet for a different reason. So it says the Gemara, but ihachi haino o shama v'kiyim. If that's true, why is the difference between shama v'kiyim and shama and he was quiet? So ella, what must be the case? V'shosek stam. No, it's the case must be he's shosek stam. So since it's only shosek stam, you don't have a proof, and we're still stuck in this case of how do you understand this case where he's quiet? Amanasameka. We don't have a proof for such a case. You still have 1 minute? Yeah. So one more, the Gemara is one more. So Meisir of Chista, let's try again. Chomer behakeim mi behafer. So we have a chumra that exists by kiyum, which doesn't exist when it comes to being mefer. Ubehafer behakeim. And a chomer behafer, by being mefer, that doesn't exist when you are mekayim. Chomer behakeim. So what's the chomer when it comes to being mekayim? Shashtika mekayemes. Right? When it comes to Kiyum, he can just do nothing. He can be quiet, and that itself can be Mekayim. But Shtika can't be Mevatel. Right? That's a chumra by Shtika that it can even be Mekayim with doing nothing, in a certain sense. Kiyim bilibo Kiyim, but Hefer bilibo ain't a Mufar. But on the other hand, if you're Mekayim in your heart, it's Mekuyim, but if you are Mefer, but just in your heart you didn't say it, it's not Mufar. But at the other, on the other hand, kiyem en yachal hafer, hafer en yachal akayim. So and if a person was mekayim, well, another halacha. If you're mekayim, you can't be mefer, and if you're mefer, then you can't be mekayim anymore. So katani shashtika mekayemes. Right, so what do you see? You see from this brisa that shtika is mekayim. My love, shosek amasa mekut. So again, isn't this a case where you're shosek in order to like bug her? No, lo b'shosek amasa mekayim. No, you're just quiet because you want to be mekayim. Isn't that's the whole point? So it says gemara behind ukiyim v'libo. Right, that's kinu belibo kiyim. That's the same as kiyim belibo. So what's going on here? So maybe this is shosek amanasa mekut. Maybe that's why. You see that it still you know that day. So ela b'shosek stam. No, rather it's just shosek stam. So you have no proof. So we'll have to we'll wait for next week and we'll figure out. I guess we did it on one day. Short daf. So we'll pick up next week with daf. This is a short daf from here.